Blog Talk Radio.
Goodness gracious, good morning. This is Melissa Enoch DeBerry. We talk with Trinity, a show that is dedicated to the education, enrichment, and enlightenment of all God's people. My name is Melissa. Show is sponsored by Trinity Counseling Services, Charlotte and Burlington, 1801 North Tryon Street, Suite 311B, Charlotte, NC 28206, and Burlington, 508 Holly Hill Lane, Suite 102E, Burlington, North Carolina, 27215. Our phone numbers are 704-333-2446 and 336-675-0075. You're welcome to call in. It's 347-945-5924. And as always, you are welcome to email me at melissatrinitycounseling@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook. We are on Twitter, Trinity, SA, SBS. Don't frequent that as much, but we do have our Facebook page. And you are welcome to post and call in. We are going to be starting a couple of questions that we would like individuals to enter into for a prize. We have a lot of things that are coming up in the finishing months and for the 2016, and we will give you more information about that. You can call in on our Saturday weekend edition Talk with Trinity show, 8 to 8:15 Saturday morning. Same call in number. This is our weekday edition, and we just want to thank God for allowing us to be here this morning. Just want to thank God for allowing us to have rested well last evening. We just want to thank God that our homes stay safe, our family stay safe. And we just, as we go throughout our day, we just pray that God goes with us, goes before us, paves the way clear, keeps us safe, keeps us protected, and just allow us to every encounter, every situation, good or bad, just to be able to see him in it and glorify him and give gratitude for that. We just want to just pray right now for the families of the individuals who in the last few days have lost their lives through death or suicide. And for anybody that is in the harm has come to them, we just pray right now that you go to God, goes with those families, and that just allow them to be able to make it through the situation, their situation. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm Melissa. I'm excited. Last evening, I was able to witness, we did a United Way fundraiser. My mother and my mother's husband, I guess so many would say, well, why do you say that? My stepfather. Well, my mother married about 11 years ago to this gentleman. He's not my father, and I was older, and so I don't feel it necessary to add on as him being, say, a stepfather. It's not necessary for him to do that. He is my mother's husband. I do respect him for being the man that he is, for taking care of my mother and supporting my mother and you know, allowing her to have an opportunity in her second marriage and in her later life. She's 75 years old, so I am grateful for him. And I respect him and his wisdom and his support of me and my two children. I appreciate him. But as far as being a father, I had a father. My father is deceased, and I just leave it there. So there's no resentment, no disregard, no none of that. It is just not necessary. I am respectful of older gentlemen, but I had one father. I had two fathers, actually, because November is National Adoption Month. And if you look on my LinkedIn website, Melissa Enoch DeBerry, I've written a little bit about being adopted, and this is National Adoption Month. And I tried to explain to my children that I was adopted by my mother and my father. We have pictures around the house of them. And I was trying to explain to them that my mother, their grandmother, is not my real mother. She did not have me. She's my mother, but she did not have me. And they were like, oh, okay. And I really didn't feel it necessary to go into it. They didn't show a lot of interest. They don't care. That is their grandmother. That's all they know. And they know her to be my mother. I had them, and they care about that. But my purpose in telling them that is that when I am no longer here, that or just them having respect for other women, other individuals in their lives, you know, when their father is no longer in their life, that they will have individuals that are older, that are willing to give them guidance, to give them wisdom, to give them knowledge, to give them instruction, and for them to respect that. I try to let them know that even though, although my mother did not have me, she's my mother, she takes care of me, she supports me, and her grandchildren, my children, and by her being one of the older individuals, cousins, aunts, whatever, a lot of my cousins treat her as their mother, hang out with her, spend time with her, and her circle is pretty broad, and there are varying individuals that like to do different things with her, and that's community. That's how, and even though you may be, you know, adopted in the scripture that I put with that, is that we were adopted into God's family, and, you know, God our Father, Jesus the Son, which is our brother, technically, and then the Holy Spirit, which this is another sibling, or whatever they are to us, and all of them, all three, the three in one, is necessary to support us and give us wisdom and give us knowledge, and just to let my children know that's how that is. That's what that's all about. That no, I don't need you in my life, but that you need every individual that you encounter, specifically those that come into your life and want to give you advice. On yesterday, I was making some calls and trying to intervene on some things, and it was a young lady, and she sounded much younger. I am 44. I struggle when I say my real age. And, you know, and as we were having a conversation, she was like, no, I'm not going to do what you're asking me to do. And I was like, you know what, I had just read the scripture, and it said to accept wisdom or accept guidance or accept advice, and you never know who that might come from. And so I said, you know what, I respect that. You are looking out in my best interest. You are good at what you do. You are an authority of those things. And so I appreciate that, and did not do it, did not allow it, you know, sought to go another way with it. And I appreciate that from the young lady on the phone, and that is what our life is about. So this morning, went over a couple of things that have happened, a couple of thoughts that I've had about some experiences, about my own personal experiences, and the last one that I want to talk about and to share. We talked about blessings from Deuteronomy, and then last week we had a discussion on reading Hebrews 11, and we read a lot of those verses that talk about now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And I shared about when individuals are in recovery from drugs and alcohol or from addiction, that the faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hopefully, individuals hope for a better way of life, hope for changes to happen, or hope for not to continue to be influenced or have the consequences of those addictions, and the evidence of things not seen. So if you look around your life and the things that you see right now today, you want to have evidence of things that you cannot see, which is just a whole 180 change from where you are presently to where you are, where you want to be in the future. And if you go outside of the future, you know, you have positive intention and quantum mechanics. There's even an individual scientist who says that he has found a parallel time, a parallel time that is running alongside of us, but and quite naturally at the end of it, it says it's going to be hard for him to prove that. And I'm not really sure if there is a parallel time, one time, or how that works. Because when you go back to the scripture, and it says a day is 1,000 years, God, 1,000 years is like a day. And so, you know, for kids, you know, Christmas Eve, it seems so far away. Before adults are providing for the children, it feels like tomorrow. Because if you're not, you know, ready for the holiday or not ready for, you know, being able to provide the things for Christmas or don't know, you know, food or, you know, any type of business that I am in, you know, this is the fourth quarter is a slowdown period, which then, you know, you go to an end of it. Did not realize that I had chosen 15 minutes versus my normal 30. It is just given the 90-second warning. And I tell you what, this is, we're going to pick up on our topic on next week, our regular 30 minutes. My name is Melissa DeBerry, and perhaps what you want to do between now and then is to search on the Google Bible verses dealing with war. That will be what we will be talking about. I imagine that we'll just run that through the end of the year and then prepare for 2016. My name is Melissa DeBerry. Talk with Trinity. Melissa, trinitycounseling@gmail.com, and we just wish everyone well. And have a blessed day, dear God. We just want to thank you for allowing this opportunity to hear one another again. And just to keep us safe as we travel and continue to give us wisdom, knowledge, and instruction. And we pray that you continue to show us your purpose. In Jesus' name we pray. Have a good day.